When I began researching my column about Victoria Day, I discovered a whole treasure trove of information on public holidays in Canada, some of it new to me. Did you know that we have different categories of holidays in this country? I never really realized the complexity inherent in our system of public holidays. Perhaps I should start with a list of those holidays which are celebrated nationwide and are considered federal holidays. They include New Year's Day, Good Friday, Easter Monday, Victoria Day, Canada Day, Civic Holiday, Labor Day, Truth and Reconciliation Day, Thanksgiving Day, Remembrance Day, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. Not all federal holidays are statutory. There are 5 nationwide statutory holidays and 6 additional holidays observed by federal employees. I should also mention that along with provincial and federally regulated holidays, many provinces have what they term optional celebrations, which, while recognized by governments, are not legislated and certainly are not recognized as a right or a paid holiday under law. Each of the 13 provinces and territories observe several holidays in addition to the nationwide days, but they can vary as to how they are legislated, either statutory, optional, or not observed at all. Many public and private employers, as well as local school systems, provide additional days off around the end of December, often including at least a full day or half day on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or, in some cases, the entire week between Christmas and New Year's. While not officially legislated in any capacity, internationally notable cultural holidays such as Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, Mother's Day and Father's Day are traditionally observed by Canadians. Let us examine further the individual provinces and their celebrations. Alberta celebrates the 5 nationwide statutory holidays, 4 provincial holidays, Family Day, Victoria Day, Thanksgiving and Remembrance Day, as well as 4 optional holidays, Easter Monday, Heritage Day, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and Boxing Day on December 26. British Columbia celebrates the 5 nationwide holidays, plus 6 provincial statutory holidays, Family Day in February, Victoria Day, British Columbia Day in August, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, Thanksgiving and Remembrance Day. If you are in Manitoba, you celebrate 5 nationwide holidays and 3 provincial statutory holidays, Louis-Riel Day in February, Victoria Day, and Thanksgiving, as well as 2 optional holidays, Terry Fox Day in August, not a statutory holiday, and Remembrance Day, official day of observance, but not a statutory holiday. Boxing Day is not statutory holidays in Manitoba. New Brunswick observes the 5 nationwide holidays, and 3 provincial statutory holidays, Family Day, New Brunswick Day, Remembrance Day. The 3 optional holidays, Victoria Day, Thanksgiving, and Boxing Day, are holidays but not paid public holidays. Newfoundland and Labrador celebrate 5 nationwide holidays and 2 provincial statutory holidays, Memorial Day and Armistice, Remembrance Day. In Newfoundland, Thanksgiving is not a statutory holiday, and either is Canada Day, which is celebrated as Memorial Day. Several optional holidays are observed: St. Patrick's Day, St. George's Day, Victoria Day, Discovery Day, June, Orangeman's Day, July, Thanksgiving and Boxing Day, which have not been observed as statutory holidays since 1992. There is no province-wide holiday on the first Monday in August. All other municipalities are entitled to designate one day a year as a civic holiday. However, many do not take advantage of this. The Northwest Territories observes 5 nationwide holidays and 5 territorial statutory holidays: Victoria Day, National Aboriginal Day, Civic Holiday, Remembrance Day, and Thanksgiving. In Nova Scotia, 5 nationwide holidays are celebrated, plus 2 provincial holidays, Heritage Day in February and Remembrance Day. Since 1981, it has been illegal for any person to offer any goods or real property for sale on Remembrance Day, or to accept or offer employment in exchange for gain or reward. Victoria Day, Thanksgiving and Boxing Day are not statutory holidays, but most businesses and retail are closed Boxing Day. They celebrate 1 optional holiday called Natal Day, our civic holiday, which is not a statutory holiday but a common day off in Halifax Regional Municipality. Nunavut celebrates 5 nationwide holidays and 4 territorial statutory holidays. Boxing Day is not a statutory holiday. The territory celebrates 1 optional day, Nunavut Day on July 9, which originated as a paid holiday for Nunavut, Tungavik, Incorporated and regional Inuit associations. It became a half-day holiday for government employees in 1999 and a full day in 2001. Most employers give the day off, with the notable exceptions being the federal government and the Northwest Company. It is not a statutory holiday. Here in Ontario, we celebrate 5 nationwide holidays and 4 provincial statutory holidays: Family Day, Victoria Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Boxing Day. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was officially recognized in Toronto in 2018, though not as a paid holiday. We also celebrate 2 optional holidays, the Civic Holiday and Remembrance Day. Prince Edward Island observes 5 nationwide holidays and 3 provincial statutory holidays: Islander Day in February, Truth and Reconciliation Day in September, and Remembrance Day. In addition, Gold Cup Parade Day is celebrated in August and by some businesses in the central and eastern areas of the province. Quebec celebrates 5 nationwide holidays and 3 provincial statutory holidays. Remembrance Day and Boxing Day are not statutory holidays, and there is no civic holiday in August. The official statutory holidays are New Year's Day, Good Friday or Easter Monday at the employer's choice, National Patriots Day, St. Jean-Baptiste Day, Canada Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. Quebec celebrates 1 optional holiday, Construction Day, Vacances de la Construction, in the last 2 weeks of July, and the last 2 weeks of December for Christmas holidays. While it applies officially only to the construction industry, many other Quebecers arrange to take their vacations during these 2 weeks. Saskatchewan observes 5 nationwide holidays and 5 provincial statutory holidays: Family Day, Victoria Day, Saskatchewan Day, our Civic Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Remembrance Day. Finally, the Territory of the Yukon observes 5 nationwide holidays and 5 territorial statutory holidays: Victoria Day, Discovery Day in August, Thanksgiving, Remembrance Day, and National Aboriginal Day in June. In addition, Easter Monday, Boxing Day and Heritage Day are statutory for public service workers. Many employers give their employees days off that may not be statutory holidays, particularly Boxing Day. They also observe 1 optional holiday, Heritage Day in February, which is optional for non-public service workers. Across the country, there are several other observances that are celebrated but not officially recognized by the various levels of government. They include Raoul Wallenberg Day Jan. 17. Groundhog Day Feb. 2. Valentine's Day Feb. 14. National Flag of Canada Day Feb. 15. International Women's Day March 8, Commonwealth Day, second Monday in March and observed as a holiday in some Commonwealth countries, St. Patrick's Day March 17, April Fool's Day April 1, Tartan Day April 6, Earth Day April 22, Victory in Europe Day May 8, Mother's Day, second Sunday of May, Father's Day, third Sunday of June, Loyalist Day June 19, National Indigenous Peoples Day June 21, Canadian Multiculturalism Day June 27, National Peacekeepers Day, August 9 observed on the closest Sunday, National Grandparents Day, second Sunday in September, National Family Week, week before Thanksgiving, Halloween October 31 and National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women Dec. 6. Sources: Canadian Holidays JJ's Complete Guide to Canada, website, Canadian Statutory Holiday Rules, statutoryholidays.com, website, Employment Standards Act, 2000. Government of Ontario, website, Retail Business Holidays Act, Government of Ontario, website. Bryden, Joan, Royal Assent Given to Bill Creating National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Winnipeg Free Press, website, Martins, Kathleen, September 27, 2022. Only one province and two territories have September 30th as paid holiday for all workers. APTN News, website, Indigenous business leader disappointed National Day for Truth and Reconciliation not a provincial holiday. CBC News, September 11, 2021, website, statutory holidays in Canada, government publication, paid statutory holidays in employment standards legislation, hrsdc.gc.ca, website, public holidays. Ontario Ministry of Labour, website, general overview, statutory holidays. Human Resources and Social Development Canada, website, overview of Canadian statutory holidays, website, Government of Canada, Canadian Heritage, important commemorative days, website, Canadian statutory holidays, dates and information about holidays in Canada, website. Newmarket resident Richard McLeod, the History Hound, has been a local historian for more than 40 years. He writes a weekly feature about our town's history in partnership with Newmarket Today, conducts heritage lectures and walking tours of local interest, and leads local oral history interviews.